Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Hosted.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Only one intro necessary. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with none other than your host V. That's right. I am V, and you are not. I hope that one day you guys can become a V. But yeah. So we have a guy coming up to the show who has a fantastical, an incredible story. One that might even make mine sound like an everyday thing. So there are such thing as a super soldier. Governments create super soldiers. That's one of the things that they do. Whether it's inadvertent or it's on purpose. And sometimes, you know, when it's an inadvertent, they just have to deal with the consequences. It's really terrible. And yeah, we are having a little bit of technical difficulties here getting our guest, which does not surprise me because we are two sides to a multi-shaped, construct here in which the public just does not know about at large. So we're trying to see if we can get him to reach us via the... I'm not quite sure he's knowing how to use the Skype. If he doesn't know how to use Skype, we'll get him on the phone. So don't worry, guys. Luca doesn't seem to be joining us tonight, and Will is not joining us tonight either. So it's just going to be me, guys. But if you have another super soldier on the show, you have more than enough content. And I can't wait till I can see how we reflect off of each other. Because whenever you have the government experimenting on someone, And they actually survived the experiment, or the PSYOP, or the mission, whatever it is, that person is deemed a super soldier. Now, what it is they really want is they want super slaves. You know, they want that person that they can bend the ear of somebody and annoy them to the point they turn to a false flag shooter. Like what was supposed to be my case. You know, how the NSA does that. And, you know, there are certain ways that they get people to do things. I don't want to say I'm well-versed, but I know a little bit about exopolitics. I do know exopolitics is going to be something that we talk about tonight. I think I know enough. being a utility genius like myself, I don't shy away from any subjects. I try to learn everything that I can. Utility genius is just a level above jack of all trades. So, I hope to coin that one of these days. I am a polymath. I try to get my expertise in many areas. So, I do know. Once again, we are, and by the way, I want to apologize for the show last night. We had a great guest. We had Clay Clark, okay, who's traveling around with General Flynn to get people to understand that the COVID-19 situation is a hoax. Just like we've been saying this entire time on the show, the hoax. It's a hoax to get us to take this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle prick in the arm. Just to take this mutagens. Because they want the people controlled. Oh my God. I know we're going to cover this probably Friday here. Maybe not. It depends. I know we got a bunch of doctors who are going to take their round at the information that Lucas brought up for us Friday. But I did watch the movie Voxel. Well, it's Vexel. It's an E. Vexel. It's an anime. 3D anime. It came out in 2007. Yeah, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Guess what happened? There's United Nations, okay, and Japan succeeds from the United Nations because they don't want to be told what they can and can't make. They end up making a virus, spread it on to the people, and then they immediately came up with a vaccine. Now, what this vaccine did was replace living tissue with a form of biometal, a living metal. And the entire population of Japan was decimated and left to just the population of Tokyo. No living, real human beings left on the island. They've all been assimilated. So this whole transhumanism thing is really on to us right now. So guys, prepare for Friday night's episode. It is going to be a doozy. We're going to get into all these issues. So right now, I would go ahead and get into the show here. Now that I've done enough updating, we have Anthony Zender on the show. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. And every day is just another fight for freedom.
Absolutely. I know that you are an MMA fighter. You were part of a secret space program. And I think that's about what I remember about you. Because it's been hard getting Anthony on the show because I know we had a mismatch in scheduling before, and then once Anthony Thomas got kicked off of Facebook, that was just it. And my Skype, if you're not on my favorites list, you get buried. I can add you to my contacts, but I will never find you. You can message me all you want. I have so many contacts. One day I was bored. I just went through everything that's in my Skype. I was like, oh, Anthony Zinder, that guy. I've been dying to have him on the show. And I actually got a hold of him, thank God. And here he is tonight. So, yeah, without further ado, I really would like for you to introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself, and we can get into the issues.
Yeah, that's usually the best way to go about, because what I am coming forward with is obviously being a super soldier and in the secret space program, which time travel is involved in. So I am constantly involved in time travel, continually, like I'm still actively involved in missions. And pretty much I found out that I was involved in the secret space program when I got out of the Marine Corps. Obviously, it starts before that. When you are born, you're identified as a starseed, or you're reincarnated.
Well, okay, hold on a second. I want to get this clear. Wait, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, it's off now. I tried to have my headset going.
Out. Yeah. You say it's very important stuff. I want not a single word that you say misconstrued. So, if we could get either you directly to the phone or a headset, that would be best. So I'm hearing some things. I'm like, wait a minute, did he say this? Wait a minute, wait, what did he say?
I have a headset, but it's broken. So, oh, okay.
Well,
but can you hear me
now?
Speak
as loud as you can. Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, speak as loud as you can, and we'll get through it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay.
But just about my story, what I found out about MyLab, the MyLab phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
It does start out when you are a child, and you're identified to have certain genetics, being a starseed, and that involves being reincarnation, because reincarnation is actually a truth that's been buried, obviously, in the religion. But starseeds are reincarnated.
I have memories of my past lives.
Okay, well, there you go. Right there, because that's really part of the mind control, the mass mind control. Is basically made to have people, to disconnect people from their Akashic record. You know, because people always ask, what are dreams? And they are past life experiences. They're memories of your space program missions, because all of your memories is recorded in your soul. So we get access to our Akashic records, and then we can remember our past lives through our dreams.
Sort of like having a soul with some sort of like a file of MP3s and MP4s.
That right. That's exactly what it is. Like each soul, because you have 1 foot on this side of the veil, and then one foot on the other side.
I always say that I have a genetic memory, and like I believe that's where mine comes from. I am able to tap into my genetic memory. I know the suffering I've had in the past. I know the suffering my father's had, and his father, and his father, and his father. It kind of, when it goes back deep, now I believe we all have that, but I have the ability to tap into it. And the things that, it, like, for example, my father took a long time learning certain things, and it's like I'm born with an innate knowledge of it.
Yeah, it's funny because there is a new movie that they have called Infinite. And it's about a secret society of immortals that know about reincarnation, and basically their knowledge is continued on through themselves, through their past lives. And that's what old souls are waking up to, is that they've reincarnated, so they're remembering knowledge that they've had in their past lives, like me. I've had, basically when I was 6 years old, I remembered being initiated in the pyramids of Egypt, going through the mystery schools there, because I was initiate in the mystery schools. And those memories started returning to me when I was 6 years old. And also when I was a young child, my family was heavily involved in the secret space program. And my grandfather was involved in being an engineer, and he worked on the Star Wars Defense Initiative and other things like propulsion systems, lasers, and robotics. And he couldn't talk about any of the black operations that he was in.
We have a very similar background there, my friend. Yeah, my father was the master sergeant. He was a jet airplane engineer for the Air Force. When I was a small child, I know I used to have out-of-body experiences, OBEs as they call them. I didn't have them where I interfaced creatures or anything like that till I was a much older adult. But as a kid, I would just fly. I would go. I would fly above the Appalachian Mountains. I would see clouds upon clouds. I would just fly. And I would return to my body with knowledge of everything that would happen to me the day coming forward. Like, I would wake up. I would say, oh, yeah, this is going to happen, 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 and everything I said is going to happen. It was like watching a movie for a second time. So it was like, it was very strange. But my father...
Explain.
I hope that you explain that to me. My father, also, I asked him, you know, what are these weird clouds in the air? I was about 6 years old, and he was like, well, those are chemtrails, son. Like, okay. why are there chemtrails? Oh, weather control. Now, he told me that as a six-year-old. and I was like, wait a minute, weather control? You know a lot more about this than you're telling me. Come to find out, he's someone who can tap a person and become a targeted individual. I'm not sure if you know about the target individual phenomena that they do.
Oh, I know very deep about the targeted individual program.
Okay. Well, he had a woman that he loved so very dearly, but he came out of the service, and this woman was with another guy, and he had him tapped and targeted. He went crazy, disappeared off the face of the earth. And he got with my mom. And boom, here I am. No, let's skip these breaks. This is too good. This is too good. So, yeah, boom, I was born. So, deep covert ops is our background. Okay,
right,
go ahead.
Yes, it is black ops. We're very heavily involved in it, and that does put us underneath being in the TIP program, the targeted individual program where we are lost in surveillance 24/7. And I mean, I can just to give an example, the other day I was in meditation and had a drone flying around me because they have teams of people out that are tasked out to watch the targeted individuals, and they will fly drones around them to keep the surveillance.
Yes, and I have a drone outside of my window every night.
Yeah. So you know, because you'll just be there, and then you'll hear it. You'll just wing, and then you'll look up in the air, and it's a drone. And one time I actually had an experience where I was selling my book, right? I was selling my book on a beach, and obviously the watchers didn't want me to sell my book, you know, because of the information it had in it. So when I started selling my book, a man came out of nowhere. You know, a man came out of nowhere, and then what he did was he set up a drone right in front of my stand. And then he turned it on, and that thing was very highly advanced, and he just started flying it around where I was and just totally took everybody's attention away from my books, you know. And that was one of the instances where I was had my approach, and because if you are a targeted individual, you will be approached.
Well, and just to back you up, first time I was targeted, I had a very extremely advanced drone hovering right outside my window. When I lived in California, and it hovered there, and I was entranced by it. It wasn't going to move till it moved. I must have stared at it for hours. I don't know what happened. A roommate came to the room, whatever, it was gone. But ever since then, I had been followed everywhere around town. And even to this day, I live in Poland. It's a very quiet, peaceful place. There's no police state here. Like, it's actually a rarity to even see a police car. Like, so there's no police state here. But yet, I've got
you're very aware of the activity.
I'm very aware of the activity. I literally have one to two drones that'll be outside my window at night. I moved here. I've been here for years. I have no friends, no enemies. I've literally not met anyone outside of my my significant other and her family. So I literally don't talk to anybody here.
Mm-hmm.
So why is my front door being kicked in downstairs? The security door.
Right. Because we are threats to national security based on what we've been involved in and what we know. That's why we are watched 24/7 in part
why
of the individual
being
program.
Open? Yeah. Why is my mail being opened? Why is my mail being stolen? You know, it's
right. And that's another because there's six to game stalking. And because what they do is they defame, discredit, tamper with targeted individuals so that they not be taken seriously because the information that they hold. So there's a whole operation to just basically do that. In most of the targeted individuals, you know, as well as being targeted by electronic weaponry.
Yep.
Because, you know, I'm sitting here all day and I'm just getting hit by directed energy weapons all day.
Oh, man. So you're in it. Okay. Okay.
Oh, I'm fully in it. 24/7, man. But the thing is like with what I practice, spiritually and like with meditation and all that, they can't really bring me down or stop me from disclosing.
Everybody, and it's the super soldiers who are the ones that adapt to the stuff. Once again, I was the guy that, they hit with voices because they couldn't gang stalk me. They couldn't really do anything because anywhere I am, I'm well off for some reason or another. I'm well off. I don't work. I stay where I live. I'm a hermit. So the only way they could target me was to hack my computers and send me voice to skull, or really synthetic telepathy. And yeah, I got hit with that stuff hard. But and then the lasering and the electrocution. It was kind of weird because they want to do this stuff to me, but I'm already an individual. I'm already a lone person. So their targeting me was very weak. They hit me with the electrical surges that would go up and down my spine. When I say they, I mean the NSA. Let's put that out there right now. The NSA would put me to try to keep me awake. It's like, are you serious? I'm an insomniac. You know? I can stay up 3 days by myself. What are you doing?
I grew really up no use.
As long as I could remember, I've been an insomniac. So the sleep deprivation, which causes psychosis, didn't work.
Right.
They tried doing this thing where, like, they would laser me behind the ears. Like, there's a good feeling behind one ear and a bad burning sensation behind another. Trying to train me like a dog, you know, like Pavlovian, you know. I'm basically deaf in my right ear because I'd say, screw you, I'm doing what I want to do.
Because of the electronic weaponry?
Yeah, the directed energy weapon. Yeah, they pretty much burned out my right ear.
Yeah, they turn it up, man. Like, me, I'm a fighter, and there are some times where they hit me so hard with it where I'll get dropped to the ground.
Yeah, I've never been dropped to the ground.
They'll turn it up and I'll just be like boom, and I'll get hit with it hard and they'll drop me to the ground. Because with me, the only way they can really affect me, because they're not going to kill us, because they know if they kill us, we will become more powerful than we are. Why they don't kill us.
We have to kill ourselves. They have to corrupt us. Because in the circle of life in that wheel, we come back as a stronger energy that will oppose them later on.
Yeah.
They have to get us to submit to them and worship them to corrupt our energy and to align to them. That's the only way that they can truly control us.
And it seems to me like both you and I are out of their control. You know, because of the people, millions of people that they have in the program, they're just harassing them, you know, defaming them, discrediting them, making their life living hell. So no one takes them seriously. But there are those few that are able to escape, you know, from the control and from the harassment and everything, to be able to actually get through to people.
That's why they call
it super soldiers. And the more people we get through to with the message and revealing their existence, that is going to cause the Great Awakening and more of the world to wake up to the covert activity and the truth, which is obviously part of the Great Awakening, knowing the darkness to get to the light.
Well, and, no man can fight the truth and win.
What's that?
I said, well, no man can fight the truth and win. Not in the long run.
Well, we know the truth, and they know we know the truth.
Yeah, let's get this break, too. This is too good. Yeah, let's get this break. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, and we're just talking about, because we are threats to the system that they have installed. And basically, we are lights in the world. and we can inform other people. We're some of the most informed people in the world. And
Anthony,
so we can get through to...
Oh, my God. I wish I'd had you as a co-host on this show. Yeah, I mean, through my experience, when they were sending me Voice to Skull, they was telling me, well, why, we don't want you talking to anybody. Why? Because you're so influential. Everyone likes you. But I'm antisocial. I hate people. I don't want to talk
too.
To anybody. But I don't want to talk to anybody. Hermits, people who amass knowledge, you know, they say knowledge is power, but knowledge is also sorrow. And so you become detached from humanity. The smarter you get, the more you learn about the world. And it's like, I'm antisocial.
You're right. And see, what we've done is we have detached ourselves from what they call social consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mass mind control. You know, it's the consciousness level that everybody in the mass mind control stays in. But there are those of us that are able to escape out of mass mind control, out of social consciousness, which then gives a edge to people knowing that there's more than the world of common day, which is, you know, the Matrix, every day, you know, 9 to 5, Groundhog Day every day. And the whole point we came here was to get out, you know, and there are those of us who have God now.
Well, people ask me all the time, well, how come I'm not targeted? I don't like the government. Well, I'll ask them a series of questions. Do you watch CNN? Do you watch sports? Do you eat McDonald's?
Right.
And they'll say yes to all these things. It's like, you're under the mind control, so they don't need to target you.
Yep. No, that's it. That is actually it. And the perfect prison is one that you don't even have to build. So they are able to imprison people in their mind through the mass mind control, and creating a time loop for people to be in that they just repeat the same shit over and over again without knowing it. And the time loop is actually the weapon. The mass mind control is actually the weapon.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the whole being hit with the sonic screaming in the head. I've had my nose bleed, my ears bleed. Kill, go kill somebody. Go kill. You know, I almost did it too. I actually got to the point that where they were trying before. Before they're trying to tell me, oh, we're angels. Oh, I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. We're aliens. Yeah, of all the interesting people on this planet, you're talking to me. Why? Okay, well, this is God. No, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You're barking up the wrong tree. So, and then a guy took off the AI. System is said, okay, we're gonna level with you. This is the NSA. We want you to do what we tell you to do. I was like, nope. He's like, you'll stop hearing voices. I was like, you know what? Put the other guy back on. You're an idiot. And then from that point on, it was just nothing but AI. And it's like, you know, and the AI had some incredible information. People don't understand the information that's being collected on them. I was told they wanted me to go and break into my neighbor's house and receive an item that was hanging in the window. I was like, why? Because this has significance to the owner. And I, instead of breaking into the place, I knocked on the neighbor's door and asked him about the item. And this lady just sort of told me, you know, she had a collection of leaves and acorns and, you know, like nature stuff in a ceramic bag. And I was like, somebody, a male keeps contacting me, telling me to grab this item because it's important. But she proceeded to tell me about her dead son. That woman had a nervous breakdown. Okay? call the cops on me and everything. The cops asked me, this is the funny thing is, the cops asked me when they got to me, are you under any stress or anything like that? Because, you know, it's okay if you are, and what you did, you didn't break any laws, but, you know, I think we need to take you into the psych ward because, you know, sometimes when people are under stress, they develop psychic powers. A cop is telling me this. I said,
That is how the psychic powers are developed. And the Nazis found that out.
Well, I told the guy, no, I'm all right. I'm cool. I won't bother the neighbor anymore. Just, I'm cool. You don't have to take me anywhere. But yeah, and so they tried to get me to do stuff, more and more crazy stuff. They wanted me to go downtown, into town, rob the gun store, take as many guns as I could, and kill as many people as I could.
Wow, yeah, that is serious B2K targeting. And for me, like, it also is apparent that they use this against people that also have been MK Ultra programmed to basically trigger alters, and that's part of the program as well.
Well, that's the thing, though. I don't have any alters. There's just only me, and the thing is. I mean, they got me to the point I wanted to burn down my entire apartment complex. They wanted me to do that. Because everyone in my apartment complex started leaving, complaining about hearing voices.
Oh,
I had a small complex of people. There's like 8 apartments, like 5 of them were actually occupied, and people started moving out one by one. There was one guy who stood outside all day talking to himself. But now I realize he wasn't talking to himself. He was being psyops with the NSA AI. So, yeah, I got close to doing it. I was like, no, wait a minute. No. This has something to do... This is political. Here I am, an intelligent black man. And I refuse to go to work for you people again, because that's one of their things. Come back to work for us. Come back to work for us. Because I used to be in the Army. Come back to work for us. We won't put you down anymore. We realize the intelligence that we lost when we lost you. We won't come back and work for us. I'm never working for you slimy, murderous scumbags ever again. Screw you. And they just turned it off.
I feel you there because, I mean, I was in the Marines too. And, you know, I did a combat tour in Iraq, in Fallujah. You know, obviously I joined after 9/11 because I was part of the mass mind control. I was like, oh, you know, people, I know all about 9/11 and who's responsible for that. And it wasn't actually terrorists hijacking planes and flying them into buildings. Actually, correct. It was a black operation where they use holographic planes, and they as well as charges set up in the buildings to bring it down, and they made it look like a plane flew in the building, which they use holographic technology, which they use the same holographic technology to produce the hologram planes that look like they're spraying chemtrails.
Well, I had also presented that theory to people. I actually had a video in which explains how holographic technology works. They actually have these particles in the air in which they can bounce light off. The chemtrails themselves have made our atmosphere plasmonic. It's a plasmonic system. So it's plasma-sized atmosphere. And they showed how they can use light to push certain particles together and create a holographic construct. It even shows up on radar.
And my grandpa personally was involved in with laser technology and creating holograms. So he's been involved in in all the black ops stuff. And one of the biggest things that's going on is the chemtrail operation, which that's going to be one of the first things that people become aware of what's going on here. And that's going to lead to people understanding about Operation Indigo Skyfold, which is the chemtrailing operation.
Yeah, well, originally it was Operation Cloverfield.
Right.
It was supposed to be put up as a defense system in which if any enemy missiles were to approach the United States, they would be able to censor it because in the electromagnetic field that's created by the chemtrails, and they'd be able to shoot them down. But then they realized this stuff is... people are breathing the stuff in, and it's lacing their neural pathways. Let's see what we can do with that. And boom, it turned into mind control, and synthetic telepathy and remote neural monitoring came as a result of that.
Correct, correct. And it is being done on a massive level to everybody. And like what I know is just about my personal experience is in being a super soldier is just how I got sent back in time with all this knowledge of all the secret space program operations. And I'm just like here to just give out all the information that I know about the truth, which is dark, but it leads to the light. And in my own experience, I got when I was 6 years old, I was abducted. That was my first abduction experience. And I was involved in an operation called Operation Green Star, which was a operation where the government would my lab gifted children and just take them from their bed, but they would make it appear as an alien abduction when it really was a government abduction. And
yes, you're right.
I actually remember the memory of them coming and taking me when I was six because it was a screen memory. I remember a hand coming to take me out of my window. And that was a screen memory put over me. But then I also remember being taken down to deep underground military bases and being put on operating tables and having implants put on me and going through certain types of psychic training in the deep underground military base. And then I would be returned, and lo and behold, I would have like a bloody nose or something. And
now,
at the time, I thought I was just getting bloody noses. But now I look back with the information that I have, those were all abduction experiences where I was being groomed each time and being taken down to deep underground military bases to be turned into a super soldier.
Now, I've got to verify, I've got to qualify what you're saying here. Well, I've been telling people for years, because even Candy Jones, okay? I mean, yeah, we had a UFO crash here. I guess if you want to say it's William Cooper's idea about it, that these spacecrafts weren't used to radar, our radar knocked down one of these crafts. We got our first craft in what, 1947? So
right.
We reverse engineered it.
Yes.
People in the 60s and on, you know, these aliens have no interest in us. I'm pretty sure they know all about our biology. I'm pretty sure they know all the stuff. They're probably the ones that seeded us here. But It's the people who are getting abducted. These are your government ops. These aliens have no interest in us. They know who we are. We're if you wouldn't go to an island where there's nothing but parakeets and start capturing them and dissecting them, well, they're just useless birds. So if you think of it like that, no, but who has interest in people? Well, other people, especially psychopathic people who can only live vicariously through other people because they have no real life force themselves. So
right. they used the population and to my lab people, and then those my labs will serve years, 20 years, 40 years, 60 years in a secret space program, and then their mind will be wiped of it. But here's the thing, is like, your memory is recorded in your soul. And if you have memory, if you have Akashic member rememberance, you remember all your secret space program experience.
I believe I have another explanation for that as well to go along with that. But what I'm saying is that people who are being abducted, yeah, they have these aliens where they have this this chicken skin wrapped around their heads and spray painted gray. this op has been going on for a very long time. And it's entirely government. I mentioned even in one of my documentaries that how they had this guy who could think of aliens and spaceships and one would appear. A news channel took this guy's claim on, a news station took this guy's claim on. They went to the middle of a soccer field somewhere or a park, and he thought, spaceships, summoned the spaceship, and boom, it was there in the sky. A news channel caught this. But what people
I think I saw that the guy who manifested UFOs.
Yeah. What people don't understand is they tried turning this into a spiritual and religious experience. So instead of it being technological, the NSA has the remote neural monitoring. Oh, okay, this guy's thinking about UFOs, so let's make one appear in the sky, whether it was an actual one or just a Project Blue Beam version of one.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
What you're saying is a perfect explanation. That's with the remote neural monitoring, they Project Blue Beam that thing in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I think it was.
And so this guy was called the Prophet. There are so many people out there who are getting voices, okay, and getting actual intel from the government through the synthetic telepathy, and they're being called, prophets and mediums. Oh,
yeah, and they're being this
alien race. They're being used. Yeah, I find it to be hilarious. These people think that they're talking to the dead. I'm not talking about the scam artists, the cold readers, those people. I'm talking about the ones who do actually get voices and claim they're talking to the other side, or they're talking to Zeta Reticuli.
But unless you're aware of the V2K technology, you wouldn't be aware how that covert technology is being utilized.
Right.
And that's one of my, main purposes is to bring forward the targeted individual program, because my family has been very affected by it, and it's hard to see when it's hard to go through it yourself, but then when you're seeing your family members involved in it and they're being tampered with and harassed and all these things, you just kind of get mad.
Yeah, I don't know. I've recently heard. Now, I know that this has affected because my family members, they're all believers. If I said it, they believe it. I've been sort of the black sheep of the family, but I'm also am the genius of the family. So if I say it, it's real. So I've actually, unlike other targeted individuals, I've had the support of my family. So my family,
right? And I'm the same as you too. Here's the thing: is like my situation is interesting. My family, on my mom's side, is actually we're all the spiritual like Palladians, and you know we're all basically the star seeds. But when I was young, after I got abducted, a family was moved into my life, an actual German family. Like, and all of these brothers were training to be pilots in the military. So this was like an adjustment bureau type experience in my life, because these people were moved into my life to influence my life. And that was they work for the government.
Handlers. Yeah.
What's that? Yeah. Handlers. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Those were my handlers, because what I actually found out about so much information, but one of them became a major and an F-18 pilot. The other one became a Harrier pilot. But they were my handlers, and even when I was a young child, it was because I was being groomed my whole childhood in the secret space program. And one time I thought I was just going on a vacation to California, where my uncle was actually flying out of in Miramar. And I remember my uncle taking me on the base, and I'm just like, and I have the car. And then he takes me on the base, and then he takes me to this, basically this flight simulator, like multi-million-dollar flight simulator of an F-18. And it's basically you walked out into this circular dome, this big circular dome, and it had an F-18 cockpit sitting in the middle of it. And this was actually after, you know, they were giving me flight simulator games, they were giving me Doom. You know, they were just getting, like, I was a little kid.
I would do the exact same thing. Doom, to this day, it's my favorite game. I have nothing but first person shooter games. I'm
right.
A murderer, okay? I can tell you that right now. I'm a clean,
well, that's
official
killer.
Because
of your consciousness.
I've never flew a Huey, but I can fly a helicopter. I've been through so many simulations. I can fly a helicopter. I've never actually flown one. I can. If we were in a helicopter right now and the pilot died, I could say, okay, move him over. I'll take over. And confidently fly. My father put me through some rigorous training.
It's in us, because it's been programmed in us. And that's what I'm saying, is because I was just going to finish this story, but you know, just to have a little 12-year-old kid and you're taking him to this multi-million-dollar F-18 simulator, you know, and I'm just sitting in this simulator, flying this thing around, shooting missiles. They're like, I hear him say, give him missiles and all that. And they're just grooming me and training me. And that was to get me ready for my secret space program career that obviously took place when I was 16 years old. That's when I first began my mission. I actually began, I remember going up to the moon. I actually remember being in classes there on the moon with a whole bunch of other teenagers. I remember one memory where I was in a classroom, and basically Hitler was in the front, and he was on an advanced basically TV, and we were getting a class from Hitler about Atlantis. And another memory was I was in another class, and basically we were in a hangar bay, and there was a blonde German woman giving us a class, and right next to us was a Hennebu 3 craft. Yeah, and those were just some memories of Super Soldier memories.
I don't think that I don't think there's ever any intentions of me being a space program guy, but my father most definitely put me through those rigorous trainings. He always take me to the Air Force Base, see the Blue Angels, the sort of thing. But my thing was, I had to fight. My father rigorously, you know, I've always been a fighter. I beat up my older brother all the time on Saturday mornings. Like, make me some cereal. I can't reach the cereal on top of the refrigerator. And I beat the crap out of him until he got up. Maybe some cereal. Talking about, I mean, the age difference, 17 to 5 years old, I'd have him swollen faced. But I've always been a fighter, and even to this day, I mean, I've never lost a fight. I'm clean, I'm efficient. Time for me just slows down, and how meticulous I am, and the way my brain works. I can literally dance around my opponents and just slap them. It's like, make fun of them while they try to kill me.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's a gift. I mean, it's a gift, and it's also kind of a curse too. But I mean,
it's a curse. I've had every person in the world try to take me as a trophy. When you move from one school to another, and you're the only, you know, black kid in school, all the dominant alpha male white boys think they can approach you and beat you up. I've had to kick some of their asses and just establish my dominance. It was not even funny. But I've been into that, like, and especially after my targeting, I became so hyper aware, like Spider-Man. If something can fall behind me, I'll put my hand behind me and catch it. If something falls, you know, from waist down, I'll catch it.
Right, you're super hyper sensitive and hyper aware.
Yeah, I can catch stuff with my feet, and it's like, where does this stuff come from? I've never fallen in my life. I'm so goofy. I will trip. I will drop stuff, but will it ever hit the ground? No.
Right.
I have gone down.
I'm the same way, man. I'm the same way. I'm on point.
I've gone down.
I'm on point all the time.
Yeah. I moved here to Poland, and you know, sometimes it snows here. I'll go down some snow hills and just be flailing, but when I get to the bottom of that hill, I'm on both feet. So it's like, this is amazing. But anyways, we're going to go to commercial break. We will be right back.
Sounds
this
good.
Is our top of the hour break, and stay tuned, guys, because this is amazing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.